This is episode 4 of What's Been Better. This week, we're talking about overt acts. Those clear and unavoidable situations you just don't accept. If you're new here, we cuss. You gotta get used to it. And if you've been here before, welcome back.
Yes, welcome back. And as usual, per usual, we do use some language that may be offensive to some people.
Hey man, you just gotta love it or leave it.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey yeah. Sylvia.
Hi Lori.
How are you?
I'm a little frazzled, but I'm okay. I'm okay. I came skidding in here as if I wasn't already inside my house, but I'm good. How are you?
Yeah. I'm a little frazzled myself, but I'm getting better. As the day progresses. So that's good stuff. Yeah.
It's been a day of deep breaths.
You telling me? Are you serious? Yeah.
Yes. A day of deep breaths.
Yeah.
So it's MLK Day, which is always kind of like, how's this going to go? What are you going to do? I did not do any service or anything like that today. I did like a lot of resting, which I think... I'm going to go ahead and say it. I think Black people should rest on MLK Day. I think everybody else should do service.
I think it counts as service.
Yeah.
Because just serving yourself, you're relaxing, you need that. Yeah.
And I think resting is also a little bit of resistance that we all need.
Okay. Can enlighten me a little bit.
It's something I read somewhere. I think I'm sure I read it on like Nat Ministry or somewhere else of like, our ancestors never got a second. So us taking a second or us understanding that we need a second is part of like a little bit of resistance. Us taking control of ourselves and our lives and our destiny for the good of ourselves. So, yeah.
I think that's awesome. And I like that being presented that way because sometimes we do need to resist in a way that's healthy.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Not any kind of like protest. It's not overt. It's just kind of like, it's just a thing. It's kind of like quiet quitting. That whole bit that happened like last year and the year before in the pandemic of like, I'm going to go to work, but I'm not going above and beyond.
Right.
I'm going to like keep a little bit for myself. I'm going to chill on this one. So,
yeah.
And I don't really feel bad about it. Like, I used to really go hard about like, okay, you got to like do a service project or you have to like give back or you have to do something on this day or this weekend. And now I'm like, nah, I could do it any other day and it would mean just as much. So,
I'm curious to know how you do that. How did you decide to do that?
I think in my interactions on social media with like just different people, different groups, just hearing other people's perspectives and kind of absorbing them or thinking more deeply about them and rejecting others of like, nah, that doesn't line up with like what I'm thinking or how I want to do this.
Right, right.
Weird That's- thing called life.
Right. But that's good, though, because to be able to listen to someone else's perspective really kind of highlights your own or really like sets it in motion to say, I can fine tune this a little bit for myself.
Right. Yeah. Right.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. But anyway, that's just kind of where I've been today.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good, especially considering how I kind of did the opposite. Like I was thinking about Martin Luther King yesterday because it was his actual birthday yesterday. Yeah. And so today I was like thinking along the lines of performativeness. Like
Especially in these times with like politicians and how they pass all these laws that are like completely against everything that MLK would say or do or the acts that he would go so hard for. And then they put the I Have a Dream speech as like their quote for today. It's like, oh, so many eye rolls of like, you are not doing anybody a service. So I'm not for performative acts.
I hear you. And so I was passing by this, those advertisements that you could see above you as you're driving. Mm-hmm. And so, one of these law firms had Injustice Anywhere is a Threat to Injustice Everywhere. Mm-hmm. And then it had Martin Luther King. And then I was, as I was coming back by, I just so happened to see it again. And I said, oh, so they're trying to promote the Black agenda in this Black neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Just to say, hey, yeah, we're down with you all. And I'm not going to say that they're not, but it was just interesting because it's this time of year that mm-hmm. they would put that quote, you know, from yep. Martin Luther King. And is that the truth? You know, and yes, right. of course it is the truth, but is it the truth for them? Mm-hmm. And are we just paying lip service, you know? And
right.
so I often wonder that sometimes. It's like, while I think it is good to remember him, you know, especially for the young people, because they don't really know him. Like we're mm-hmm. kind of more, and we can connect just a little bit, and our parents could connect even more.
Right.
But the further and further out it gets, it's like hard to touch who he was and what he stood for. So I'm glad that it, you know, we still put him out there, but I just hope that we really sit with who he was and what he stood for. And hopefully we can identify with it and make moves as it relates to that.
Yeah.
And it not necessarily be performative.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You never know. You never know. Yeah.
Well, what's been better with you? What's been better?
I'm coming up to my 40 plus one birthday. I keep calling it 40 plus one because 40 was whatever 40 was. And I always feel like every day after my birthday mm-hmm. last year was a bonus. Mm-hmm. So this is a plus. This is my plus one year.
Nice.
So coming up to that and mm-hmm. preparing for that. And I know what's been better. We're going to just strike everything I just said. I left the house last night.
Okay.
Went to the Fox Theater last night.
Whoa. okay.
Right. We, pre-pandemic, we did two things. We traveled everywhere and mm-hmm. we always had season tickets to two things. Either the Hawks or the Braves, never mm-hmm. at the same time, and Broadway Across America every year. Hands down. Nice. So didn't get season tickets, but our cousin that we used to go to everything with, mm-hmm. he was like, hey, it's on me. Let's meet up. We haven't met up in 3 years now. Let's go see the show. So we went and saw Hadestown. I think that's how you say it. It was a complex show. I'm not going to like highly recommend it or anything, but it was interesting. It was a good time. I went to the Fox for the first time in like, I'm going to say since 2019.
Yeah. Any updates? Any like they do any work to enhance the Fox?
You know what? Everything looked the same and everything felt the same. And that was the part that I held on to in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I was appreciative of.
Right.
Like, oh, okay. It's quite the same. Of course, you know, maskless people, but I'm not going to go into that. And
that's hilarious.
I could probably count how many people I saw with a mask on last night.
Yeah.
In a theater of thousands. Yeah. The people on the stage that were playing the instruments that didn't need their mouths, they had no masks.
Oh, but, cool.
Long story short, I went outside last night and it was good.
I'm so glad. So what time did you go out?
I think the show started at 6:30.
Mm-hmm. What time did you get back?
10.
Okay. So same for me. Fiance and I went on a date. We hadn't been on a date in a while, probably about a couple of, maybe 2 or 3 weeks. And so we went to, what is the name of that place? Velvet Taco. Have you ever heard of Velvet Taco?
Oh, yeah. At 14th and Howl Mill.
Okay. And there's another one in Buckhead by the Regents, the Regis Hotel.
Okay. Okay, so Peachtree and goodness. I can't think of what street that is, but I know where you're talking about.
Yeah. So we went there and it was different. I'd never been there before. Okay. And the food was really good. Mm-hmm. I even was able to take some home, so that was fun.
Okay.
Yeah, and then this morning I did take a little bit of a break since it's King holiday. I didn't even think about it, but mm-hmm. I didn't go working out like I normally would with Tommy. I went and I did some yoga.
Oh.
And I looked up, there's this lady, I don't remember her name, but she did all 12 poses.
Okay.
108 times. And she did this for 30 days.
Okay.
And my goodness, to be able to go through those 12 poses. Mm-hmm. First of all, I didn't realize that there were 12 poses with yoga.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But to really get them and do the breathing with them, mm-hmm. it's going to be a challenge. A challenge that I want to really just really get in and investigate and really start doing some yoga this year. Cause it was just to see her do it. I said, oh, this is something I prefer to do instead of walk. I mean, just going through those poses really did something for me today. I felt reset in a sense.
Yeah.
It felt really, really good. And it didn't hurt so bad.
No, right? It doesn't hurt. I will say that. The breathing takes a lot to get used to. It did for me. The mm-hmm. poses, not so much. Like once you can figure out like, okay, where can you balance? What doesn't give you like this off putting feeling, mm-hmm. once you get that down, it's very easy. It was the breathing for me of like mm-hmm. when to breathe in, when to breathe out, how mm-hmm. fast are you breathing, how slow are you breathing.
Yeah.
So I think that's why I also like the Diamond Dallas Page yoga, because he like goes through this whole thing about breathing first.
Okay, so, cool.
Yeah,
I might have to check him out too. I think I might like yoga better than
it's
walking.
It's shit.
I like walking, 100%. But it's just boring. Like after like a while, I'm just over this shit. I'm like,
yeah,
okay, I can get down to like 15 minutes, an hour or whatever the pace is, but but I'm walking and I'm walking up hills and I'm walking around the corner and it's just like, okay, really? Okay, next.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
I like anything that's like super low impact, because I have the knees of like 70-year-old and the ankles of probably somebody older. And so if it's like super low impact, I'm not trying to jump. I'm not trying to jump rope. I'm not trying to jog.
Right.
I really don't want to walk.
Right.
I'm happy about it. So yoga is great.
Yeah.
Rowing is, I don't know what happens when I row, but it's like zen-like. For me.
Rowing? When will you be doing this? Where?
In my dining room. There's a whole rower.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. See, that's why I got to come over.
Because I'm sure you're like, how the hell? Yeah, there's a whole rower in my dining room.
Yeah, you got to teach me how to row.
If I didn't have a dining room table, I would be happy.
You know, honestly. Peachtree City has an actual rowing team, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh.
I'd be afraid to like get on a boat and do this though, because when you want to take a break, you can take a break. You can't take a break when you're on a boat. Like you gotta.
But that's where your teammates are.
True.
Yeah.
True. Yeah. I'd have to be like in a 2-person situation or like 5-person situation, because just by myself.
Yeah. What if you did a video of you rowing so I could see it? Cause I would just. I need to picture this in your living room. You rowing.
In my dining room? Okay.
Dining room.
I'll send you a picture. I'll send you a picture.
Please do.
It's a thing. It goes down daily.
Oh, okay.
If not every other day, we try. But
That's so cool. Y'all do it together?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's an actual workout?
Mm-hmm. Because
how long do you do it?
So our rower comes with like an interactive app. And it has like different distances or different time, like challenges.
Right.
So it just depends on like whatever we set for the day. So I think when we got back into it this year, we were like, okay, we just got to start at 5 minutes. 5 minutes straight on like the second level, which is intense because you,
I can believe it.
Realize this, but like rowing is like your whole entire body workout.
I can imagine.
So, you know, by about the like third minute, you're like, oh, fuck this.
Oh my God.
So, and it's timed because mm-hmm. like, you know, you got to go for the whole 5 minutes. It's not like you can just like stop or whatever.
Right.
And if you haven't done it in a while, you're like, oh my God, really? So I think the longest at peak, I think the longest I was rowing was like 20 minutes straight. Like,
mm-hmm. ooh,
not stopping. We're going.
Do you lose weight with this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
it's your whole body.
I just think I can't really conceptualize, not for real. And then I'm thinking about exerting energy. I think that's an issue for me too. Like,
oh, you just turn down the resistance. Turn the resistance down to like nothing. And then you just go at your own pace. You're just sliding back and forth, put your phone on the little thing. Or, I mean, like the way ours is set up, you can see the TV in the living room because mm-hmm. our house isn't that big. So you just watch TV, you know.
Okay. So you're watching something else mm-hmm. while you're rowing.
Yeah. Because on the screen, you can either like watch the timer or watch mm-hmm. the distance, or it has like row across like Boston Harbor. So you're just like looking at whatever.
So it's simulated too then?
Yeah, you can see whatever picture is on there.
God.
So I usually just keep the timer. So I'm like, this is almost over with.
Oh, shit.
Or I'm almost there, you know.
I think I might want to try that too. Was that very expensive?
My mom gave us this rower as a gift, but I don't imagine that she paid more than like $300 for it because it ain't little either.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but it folds up.
Yeah.
So when people come over and stuff, it's folded up in the corner.
That's a great gift. I think
it was an amazing gift. And she gave it to us because we used to have one. We had one in Abu Dhabi. We started rowing in Abu Dhabi and absolutely loved it. And when we moved back, we kicked ourselves for not bringing it with us. We were like, okay, we paid for everything else. There's two things that we should have never left. Should have never left our couch because we absolutely loved it. And we should have never left our rower. And so my mom just like had the rower delivered. She just bought a different one. We were like,
thanks. What a beautiful gift.
Yes.
I love the thoughtfulness of that.
Yeah.
Well, before we go into another conversation, because I'm ready to go to all over the place. Overtness.
Yeah.
Shit that's in your face, like just glaring at you.
Yes.
You know.
And I mean down to everything. When I brought up this topic, I meant overt about everything. Overt about not looking at yourself in the mirror anymore and realizing that like you've gained how much weight and you let this go for how mm-hmm. long and you know you need to go to the doctor or get mm-hmm. that checked out. To mm-hmm. you are working in a place where you are overtly being mishandled, misjudged,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
underpaid, mm-hmm. Underappreciated, all these things. And you're just like, no, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. Microaggressioned.
Right. All the things where you just keep going, nah, mm-hmm. where it's just this huge forest of like bullshit and you don't see any of it.
Yeah.
You don't see any of it.
Yeah. Because you've been so used to not doing anything about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I can imagine those who are listening on and have situations like this. Like you're in a relationship where your spouse is verbally abusing you.
Mm-hmm.
Like overtly, like not even under their breath. It's like, you stupid bitch. Or... Mm-hmm. You no good N-word or you loser or whatever, like, and it's said and you hear it and you mentally probably respond to it, but you don't say anything to the partner or you don't do anything in the way of it changing. It just continues. Or on your job, you are micromanaged and mm-hmm. you don't do anything about it. You see it happening. Your coworkers maybe getting picked over you when you know you have a better work performance.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all of the things that are there, and your manager knows it, but yet you get overlooked yet again, right? Or like Sylvia just said, with weight, you know, you eat, you know, more and more, and you're not doing anything about it, but there's something that's happening, you know.
But I guess my question is, how do you start to realize that this shit is sitting at the tip of your nose?
Yeah.
Is it that deep breath that you have to take? What has to happen aside from something traumatic that makes you stop? Or is that the only way to make you stop? Does it have to be something aggressive, abrupt that makes you go, oh shit, like, I got to get out of this situation, or I need to correct this, or I need to fix this.
A lot of times, Sylvia, it is that, like, maybe your child hears your wife call your name, you know? And so if the child hears it, then it's like, you then like hear it almost like for the first time. It's like, no, I don't like that. That's not right. That pisses me off, because now I'm embarrassed. Because now I'm concerned about what my child thinks about me.
Yeah.
And so I think sometimes it's less about it happening to me, the person that it's happening to, and more about what you think somebody else is thinking about you as it relates to the thing that's happening right in front of your face. Yeah. So maybe that's a thing. Maybe it's, oh my goodness, we happened to fall out and mom was here and mom happened to hear it. Or auntie, or someone that just, it's almost like to bring you back to, because maybe we checked out.
I wholeheartedly believe that, because I know, and I don't even know if it's just like a checkout as much as it is like a comfort. It's easier to just keep doing this thing. It's easier to just eat what I feel like eating, when I feel like eating, however much I feel like eating. Right. It's easier to just stay at this job because I know how much it's going to pay. I know when it's going to pay, whatever. It's paying the bills. It's doing whatever, right? It's easier than sitting through interviews again.
Yeah.
It's easier than changing or finding a new spouse or being alone. It's much easier.
Right.
So, yeah, I guess it's a comfort thing. Yeah, it's a comfort thing.
Yeah. And so, yes, it is sitting in that comfort zone and status quo-ish, you know, as long as you're in that space and nothing kind of moves in the way of that to shake you, then you're going to be that way. And years could go by. Many years can go by.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like autopilot. You're just in autopilot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think the thing that might shift is setting an intention, right? And like for yourself, instead of you waking up today like every other day that has passed by and you know you're not happy with your life, it's like, what is my plan for my life? What is it that I do want?
Yeah.
I think it starts there. What do you think, Sylvia?
I think it not only starts there, but I think it's a practice. I think it's the follow through. I mean, as I learned last year, is like, I don't deal well if there's no follow through.
Yeah.
So I think it's also too in yourself having that follow through of like, all right, you set the intention and you said, okay, today I'm going to do whatever. What are you doing tomorrow? What are you doing Thursday?
Right.
What are you doing next Thursday? Are you still going to be on this thing, or were you just so hype? Were you just talking?
Right.
I think it's more than the intention. It's the action and the continued sustained action until you get to the point of the new comfort, the new whatever it is.
Yeah, you're right. It is more than just the intention. The intention starts, though. It's a beginner, right? It's something to let you know that, one, there's something that's better than what actually is taking place.
Yeah.
You know, and then asking yourself, what is it that I want to be different? Because once you set that intention, what is the purpose of that intention? You know, you're going to do this. So what? So what's going to happen after that?
Right.
You know, I would be a better what, you know?
Yeah.
And then you being a better what means what to you? Because I think we have to start asking some hard questions, right? Yeah. And really answer them. It's not enough to ask these questions. You know, well, what am I going to do when this starts to happen? Like, what am I going to do when I get another job? What is that going to do for me? You know, am I going to still do the same things that I did in that previous job? Or
that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, that. Because so now I hear myself again when I just said you do the thing until you get to the next comfort zone. I guess you have to figure out how to not go back to the comfort zone, because that would not necessarily be doing your best.
Right. Right.
That would not be your agreement with yourself. That would be like, all right, I got the thing.
Yeah. You know, right. Right. It's like,
I mean, shrug.
I reached my destination. Okay. So right. What?
All right. We're done here. Yeah.
It's the constant going to the next level. And what does that look like?
Yeah.
And how can I get further? And how can I go even further than that?
Is there also a space that you need to create for yourself of like checks, I guess, or like checkpoints in a way? I find myself having to do this so that way I don't go backwards of like getting to a point and going, okay, let's evaluate where we are at this point. Is this new point working? Okay, no. We have to go to the next one. Okay, when we get to the next one, what are we going to look for at the next one? To make sure that I'm not resettling.
Yeah.
I don't know if other people do that, but in my head, what I have definitely come about realizing is that a lot of momentum dies in comfort. A lot of progress dies in comfort. Even if you talk about like overt racism, right? Comfort happens and people don't see what's really happening. If you think about 2020, everybody saw everything that happened in the summer of 2020. We all saw the videos. We saw all the people get in the streets after the videos. You saw these people like, we're going to take action. We're going to do all these things. Right. And then it got hard for people.
Right, right.
And people are like, oh, no, we have to go back to comfort.
Right, right.
So all the progress.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. All the progress and all the momentum died. And now look at us. Mm-hmm. We're literally back to videos of the same types of situations happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now nobody's getting in the streets. And now nobody's trying to like pass new bills. And now we've reverted backwards because now we put the people who didn't see the stuff in the first place, didn't want to see it, didn't want to believe it. Now they're in control of the levers.
Right.
Progress dies in comfort.
Right. And the question then is, because I can imagine some people want to give up. And so the question is, why try? Or like, what's the use? What kind of outcome am I really looking for if the same thing keeps happening?
See,
right?
Yeah. But I feel like the wrong people get to say that.
Yeah.
To which now you're back to like, why I said today is a day where I'm going to rest and everybody else, they get to do the work. Mm-hmm. Today is a day where Black women in particular, just lay down, just take a nap. We are tired. We know we are tired. We need to admit it. Mm-hmm. But I think there are too many people who don't believe that. And this is where I say it's kind of our fault. Mm-hmm. We have put on a brave face for so long that people believe that that's the only face that we have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So their comfort is knowing that we'll always be there. Oh, just give it to Sylvia. She'll be able to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, Lori's always there. Ask Lori.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of us saying, no, Full stop.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Which is always shocking to people because they're like, how dare you say no? You never say no.
Right, right. Yeah, it is the shocker, though.
Yeah.
It is the shocker. And it's like, wait a minute now. And mm-hmm. it almost invokes fear in whomever else. Like, yes. Wait a minute now.
Yeah.
She woke up. Well, I thought she was asleep.
Yeah.
She said no, or she said something opposite than what I'm expecting her to say. Like, because mm-hmm. she always lets me do this. Mm-hmm. And now she's not doing this anymore. Mm-hmm. And again, like as you speak about injustice, which is a good time to talk about, especially as we think about King Day. Mm-hmm. But I think about the injustice in our homes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think about if we stop the injustice in our homes, I think we could set a tone for every other place that this happens. Right. Yeah. And the injustice in our homes is really respecting ourselves when we have not. Because if we allow people to treat us anything but respectfully, then we're going to perpetuate this thing. But I think it's about us actually respecting ourselves first.
Yeah.
You know, like really saying, I see this actually happening. I hear this person saying this to me, to my face, or on the phone, like talking about me.
Yeah.
Right. So what is the boundary? So I think it's there. Like when we talk about setting intentions, we set boundaries too,
mm-hmm.
and really follow through.
Which I'm seeing now, and I was having this conversation. I can't remember who I was having a conversation with. It was probably Drew and Chris, as per usual, of you set these boundaries and then people kind of like freak out that how dare you have boundaries for them or against them. And it's like, a boundary isn't for you. It's for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's to protect me. It's mm-hmm. my bubble.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I think we also have to get into the habit of people understanding that everything isn't about them.
Mm-hmm. But you know,
because we live in our own movie.
Exactly. But at the same time, we got to stop making it about them, too.
Oh, yeah.
So then that means we have to back up from the people pleasing.
Yep.
Right. And learn to please ourselves, because if we can please ourselves, we actually can please someone else.
Right.
But we please others and we don't please ourselves. So then we continually put ourselves on the back burner, which mm-hmm. is that answer to how is this in our face and we don't see it.
Yeah.
It's because we're constantly not acknowledging who we are, how powerful we are, you know, how awesome we are. Right. So again, it goes back to us. Let's wake up. You know, mm-hmm. let's really proclaim that we matter. Let's proclaim that, yeah, shit, I matter. I got a choice in this bitch. Like,
right.
I belong here. No, you ain't going to speak to me like that. God damn it.
I was on Instagram and I saw something about a study that women in particular, in their relationships, if they're more successful than their partner or their mm-hmm. spouse, it creates tension. Mm-hmm. And it can lead to like damaging the relationship. And mm-hmm. so women are like dimming themselves. And I'm guilty of this too. Totally mm-hmm. guilty of this. Of like, mm-hmm. well, just let him do. Let him win. I don't mm-hmm. have to win.
Or right.
I don't have to go any further. Or this is enough for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And not pushing myself as hard as I know I should.
Right.
Or not taking on something that is like, I could be great at this or mm-hmm. I am great at this for fear of, creating any kind of tension.
Right.
Or anything subconsciously without ever mm-hmm. seeing that study, just as a subconscious mm-hmm. thing of like women being programmed to not outdo a man.
Right.
It's the same thing as like, you have a choice. Mm-hmm. There's this overt act of like gaslighting yourself into not, we've talked about gaslighting, mm-hmm. into not doing things because you're like talking yourself down.
Yeah.
Turning yourself into a crazy person because you're like, no, that can't be real.
Right.
I didn't see what I just saw, you know?
Well, and it's a lot of the things that we say, and I think it's a time that we need to reframe. Mm. And change it up. We're not outdoing anybody. We're just doing, right? Like, I'm out here. I have a job to do. I want to be my best. If my spouse or my better half or whomever is with me is not doing their part, then the question would be, what can I do, this other person, to be my best?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of projecting onto me as though I'm doing something to outshine you. No, I'm just right. shining. Why don't you get out of my shadow and shine too?
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't make it about you in that space to say, okay, well, I'm doing something to you. No,
yeah.
I'm here doing my best. You can do that too.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like people only believe that 100% is the thing, that you can't give above and beyond, or you can't go further, or that the meter doesn't tick a little higher, or that someone always has to lose in order for another person to win. Mm. And it's like, we're not even in the game.
Right.
We're just living.
Yeah.
That's all we're doing.
Right.
So we're not, there's no competition. So there's nothing to win.
Right.
So, yeah. Or realizing that, like, the goal is for all of us to win.
Exactly.
In some way, shape, or form.
Exactly. So yeah. You know, like, really looking at this, like, mm-hmm. if we're seeing these things day in and day out, I think it would be good to ask ourselves, how am I feeling about what's taking place? Like, yeah. really sit for a second and do some introspection in mm-hmm. all things. If weight is a concern of yours, instead of putting yourself down, doubting or conflating, like putting all this shit together and then deciding I can't do all of that, piece it apart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or if your job is an issue for you, piece it apart,
mm-hmm.
because all of it together feels like overwhelm. Or if you're having issues with your finances, because that's a thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's in your face that I'm overspending.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every time there's more money going out than coming in.
Right.
Understanding that you actually can do something about it. There's this learned helplessness, I think, Sylvia, that happens with
Ooh.
Us. We become fixated in thinking that we can't, like, I don't know how, or we get into these repetitious ways of speaking. I can't, I don't know how, this is too much.
I'm too old.
That, yes.
Yes, yeah. And I 100% believe, like you've said for so long, that, like, until these lights go out,
yeah,
until this timer stops ticking,
right.
I'm gonna do everything. And I think this is why it goes so hard to learn so many things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think I've put on the shelf now of, like, I'm doing all these things so I don't go back in the classroom.
Right.
Now it's a game at this point.
Right.
I saw the best thing on TikTok. This lady said, I'm not going to have New Year's resolutions. I'm not going to, like, just write out a New Year's resolution and this thing. She said, I'm going to turn all of it into a bingo board. Now it's a game.
Nice.
Now I'm about to play the game.
Cool.
I immediately went on Adobe Express, made a blank bingo board, two of them actually, one mm-hmm. for travel, one for the rest of the year goals, printed it out, and started working on it. Because I'm like, oh, that's it. That's genius. Genius
that
level.
Is so awesome.
Genius
Tell
level.
Me about how that can be a game, though. What would that look like?
Now it's just like, I got to tick off however many boxes I can tick off at this point. I'm trying to get an X. I'm trying to get to four corners. I'm trying to do all the little bingo games.
Yes.
You know when you go play, get bingo and you put the little dauber on it. I'm trying to do all the things that it can do.
Oh my God. That is awesome. Okay. Now I can actually see it.
And mm-hmm.
then looking at what that feels like. And that's the other
yes.
thing too. When you look at what it feels like, just imagine, you know, for a second, what it feels like to have boundaries, even just something
yes.
as simple as, excuse me, no, you won't be using those words to
mm-hmm.
describe me anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a consequence to it when that happens, because when you also set consequences, it puts people on alert, you know,
yes.
it puts people on notice that this is a different me. This is a different person speaking now. And
yep.
actually see it for yourself. Oh, I am a different person. you know, stepping into who you desire to be.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing, Sylvia. I think sometimes we just go to sleep. And so, yes, it is in our face, but I think we might be sleeping and not realizing, you know, the actual consequences having on us, on our mental.
Yeah. Because it seems calm and it seems zen and it seems peaceful, but what's the point of having sometime, a lot of time, a few minutes left and not doing everything with that time?
Mm-hmm.
I cannot even wrap my mind around. I just went decade and a half with no goals.
Mm.
No real, like, okay, this is what I want to do. Okay, this is the thing I think I want to try. Okay, I think this is where I want to get to.
Mm-hmm.
I just was like, there's no point in me having them because mm-hmm. my ideas turned to shit.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like, oh, no. Every day is a bonus. I might not do something every day.
Right.
But even that resting is a lot for me.
Right.
So even that is built into, like, it's something.
Right. And when you do that, do you revel in that victory? Do you sit in it for a second and just enjoy?
Yeah. Now I do. Right. Yeah. And I have so many visions now of mm-hmm. so many things
mm-hmm.
that I'm like, the bingo board makes sense on so many different levels now.
Right, right.
And it's also this feeling of overwhelming sense of control finally.
Nice.
Because I felt so, I'm not going to say helpless.
Maybe out of control.
I'm not even going to say out of control. I felt so boundless because it didn't have any boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
I just let people say and do and make me feel however mm-hmm. instead of realizing, like, that's not what's happening,
okay.
you know, or that doesn't have to happen.
Right.
So now it's like, there's a point that I want to get to here, there, and everywhere. How do I do it? When do I do it? What's the right time to do it? But do it.
Right.
And I didn't have that before. And I understand the importance of it now because if not, I'm just sleepwalking.
Yeah. Did it just come all of a sudden? Did you wake up and say, hey, I want to be different? Or I definitely want to have boundaries now? Or
This is learning. This is all the learning experiences from 2019 to mid 2022.
Mm-hmm.
To then putting it into practice, to then seeing, like, okay, this is what the outcomes could be. This is what it looks like. This is how it feels to do these things. So then it was like, all right, I have purpose now.
Right.
This year.
Right.
I have
right.
a set intention this year. I have actual specific prayers with numbers in them, with
mm-hmm.
you know
mm-hmm.
real things now that are tangible,
right,
that I really honestly could not tell you the last time I had something like that.
Wow. It's exciting to hear that. And I think for all of us, if we could just get sick and tired enough so that we could do something different.
Mm-hmm.
Because like Sylvia said before, we only have this one life.
Right.
And to get to the end of our life, and some people don't know that they're at the end of their life.
Right.
They could be gone just like that and mm-hmm. never accomplish what it is that you desire to accomplish. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's like somehow we have to set in motion the thing that we desire. But first we need to desire it.
I was just about to say, the first thing you got to do is, like, have desires
mm-hmm.
and actually realize, like, oh, that's what I desire.
Exactly.
Not like,
exactly.
Not, you can't Italian Job this. I don't know if you've ever seen Italian Job, but if you have seen Italian Job, you know what I'm talking about the guy that was the main crook took everybody else's desire because he didn't have any of his own. He had no creativity. He just didn't have a brain of his own.
Wow.
So what everybody else said that they would do with the money, he went out and bought. He went out and did, because he didn't have his own ideas. He was just a horrible person.
Wow.
So you have to have, you have to have your own conversation with your star player to say, all right, what do we want to do?
Right.
All right, let's go do it.
So that means taking some time out for yourself.
Yeah.
Like if you're constantly berated at home on the job, your children could berate you. Like, you know, you have adult children living in your house, constantly taken from you.
Yeah.
I think it's just taking some time out for yourself, just a little bit, and remember that you exist and that you're not living for someone else.
Yeah.
Living to make someone else happy, living to make that boss a billionaire while your ass is not even making nowhere near you what you want.
Like
really doing all these other things for other people and not feel my voice is, excuse me, and not feel fulfilled.
Yeah.
It's necessary to want
people,
that.
I don't think enough people know what it feels like to feel fulfilled. I really don't. Because
I agree,
this goes back to like what I was saying at the beginning of the pandemic about people not liking their home life. So they're forcing everybody to go back to work in the office because you don't like the couch that you picked. Because you didn't take the time to go, do I like this couch?
Right.
No, I don't even like the color of this couch. You don't like the person that you picked to spend the rest of your time with. You wanted to keep up with your friends and your other friends because they had kids, so you had kids. You never liked kids.
Mercy.
Why the fuck are you doing that? Now you don't want to be at your house doing the job that you could completely do at your house. You got to force everybody else to come back in the office who they like their couch.
Right.
They like their spouse. They like their house. They like all the other shit because they took time to sit with themselves to go, yeah, that's the one. I like that.
Yeah.
They sat on however many couches it took. They went down the line of however many houses. They dated however many people. They did all the things that they wanted to do. But I don't think I really, truly, truly do not believe that enough people do that. And let me tell you, the first people I don't believe do that. The people that are ladder climbers, that want to be managers, that want to be the head of whatever, that want to be in charge. Those people have never sat with themselves. Because if that's what you always wanted to do,
right,
you would know. Everybody don't need that, first of all.
Right.
Most jobs, if you taught the person how to do it, they would just go do the thing. But because you got to put your thumb on them, because you got to sit with your knee on their neck, you got to do all these things, you're making it horrible for everybody else. And you're unhappy. And you won't just admit that you're fucking unhappy.
That's deep. That is so deep, Sylvia. And so we have to do the work.
Yeah.
We really have to do the work. If we imagine, we can imagine the kind of life we want to live. I don't think a lot of people do that either. Just imagine the world that we want to live in. Imagine the world that you want to live in. Imagine the type of person that you desire to be. And believe, like sit with that belief that you actually can be that. And I think that's another thing too, Sylvia. We don't believe. But imagine if we did. Imagine if we could live the life we want to live today.
Lori, how do we convince people to do that? That would be, we wouldn't even have a show if we could convince people to like believe in yours. Go back and watch The Wiz. Listen to Glinda the Good sing Believe in Yourself so that way you can get home. Because clearly, that's the end. That's the end of it.
Well, I think it starts with us, right? Yeah. Like you're doing a damn thing. It's a year in. Like life is better for you. You saying no to people and shit. Like, I love it. Like, I love it.
I am. I have to. For me.
Yeah.
It has to be. And I hope that more people do it for them.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I'm actually saying no to some shit, and I feel good about it.
Good. All right. Well, I say we leave it at that.
Okay.
Say no to people, y'all. Don't say no to us. Thanks for listening.
Bye. That's it for this week's show. I'm Lori Scott.
And I'm Sylvia Johnson. And you've been listening to What's Been Better.
A big thank you to Lagan Music, Inc. for providing our music. This show is edited and produced by us, with a little help from our family and friends. We love you all.
We want to hear what's been better for you. To be a guest on the show, send us an email to questions@whatsbeenbetter.com. Or you can find us on Instagram and TikTok at What's Been Better Podcast.
Thanks for listening.